Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have an incredible educator with us. Many of you probably already know him, watch his Facebook posts every morning. I know he is not going to be a new face, but hey, if you're a part of our Teach Better family and you are a part of watching the Teach Better Today morning show, you know our goal is to always expand and better develop our professional learning network, as well as get us ready for the day. We have a lot in store and my coffee is warm, so let's get into it. Everyone, welcome to Teach Better Today morning show, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, and of course as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. We have Chuck with us this morning. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning. I am doing very well. I hope you are as well. We're deep into but kind of midway through January, so we're off to a great start, and looking forward to what comes next.
Yeah, you know, I can't complain, right? Trying to impress, embrace, very different, embrace January. You know, the cold's getting to me a smidge, but, the warm coffee is helping. So I think we just always need to look at kind of what is a challenge and what's the counter. How can we fix that? How do we make our day a little bit brighter?
Right. Absolutely. Well, and I like the cold weather. My wife does not as much, and I want to give a shout out to her because in a couple of days is going to be her birthday.
Yes.
But she is under the blankets and bundled up and warm, and I am wearing a pair of shorts and house shoes and looking at the temperature on the thermostat. But it's interesting because that way we balance each other. We get the yin and yang. You know what's best. For some may not be best for others, but you can find a compromise, and through compromise comes better collaboration. Through collaboration comes success.
Oh, so many good things here we'll be able to dive into. As you are getting awake this morning with us, please feel free to comment what your favorite temperature is. I always say that I like the cold, but I like the cold until we hit like the 20s and then I'm out. So right now it's a little too chilly for me. Friends, if you are not familiar with Chuck and the amazing things that he's doing in the field of education, I really want to make sure that you get connected to an amazing educator here. Chuck, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do, kind of all those good things?
Yeah. Again, my name is Chuck Moss. I am the Director of Special Projects for Dinwiddie County Public Schools. That is in Virginia. It's near the Petersburg area of Virginia, not too far from the North Carolina line. And we, the special projects designation has really allowed me to do a lot of different things. I've served as administrator in all 8 of our schools this year. Before that, I was the director of innovation and development. So I was working a lot with some of the title grants and things like that, teacher quality. I've been a middle school principal, an elementary school principal, an AP at multiple levels, and I taught 8th grade civics and 6th grade and 7th grade history and English also, and I've been an educator all my life. I've wanted to do that since I was in 5th grade, and I never wavered from that, and some people might think that's you didn't explore any other opportunities. Nope, because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I knew that's where I wanted to be. I didn't know why. And my why has changed over the course of all the years of my career. Year one, my why was to survive year one. But now I think in terms of my why, and my why is to bring out the best in people so they can go on to bring out the best in others.
I love the reflection that your why can change and evolve, whether it be year to year or throughout the year. I don't know that we harp on that enough. I think that as educators, we're constantly reminded to consider our why. And then sometimes our why feels a little selfish or in the wrong direction, just based on the culture and climate of whatever space we're in at that point in time. And I like the reminder that your why can evolve, whether it be year to year in teaching or just depending on the month. Because yeah, some of us need to embrace survival mode. And some of us also know that there's a ton of different things to love about our profession. So depending on what is encouraging you at this point in time, I think that's a beautiful reminder this morning.
Well, and I think we spend a lot of time telling people, at least I do, to embrace failure. Because of all the things that I feel like I've learned in my life, most of them come because I failed the first time and tried again and again and again. And so if your why doesn't evolve, then how can you embrace that moment of failure to look for the next big thing, the next opportunity to be successful? And, you know, it's not an original thought, but I spent a lot of time figuring out what didn't work. And now I'd like to think that I know some things that work, but who knows? You know, tomorrow morning I can be faced with a new challenge. Later today I can be faced with a new challenge and have to adapt to the moment right there.
You know, Chuck, I hate to tell you this, but I think I'm going to have to quote you because I am working on possibly my next book. And one of the chapters truly is about educators taking time to evaluate their why. And I was literally working on it yesterday and I was very stuck on this concept. It needed to exist at the space that it falls, but I found it very limiting. It got very fluffy. I'm gonna have to pull you into this, Chuck. I'm gonna have to quote you and give you some credit here in this book, because I feel like you're changing my approach with this. I love it.
No, I would love that. That would be fantastic. I'll write your foreword, whatever you need, you know.
Oh my gosh, you could. You could be my, oh, I love this. The ideas are flowing already this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
So good. Friends, if you have not connected with Chuck, there's going to be a lot of ways for you to continue to connect with him. And we'll make sure to mention those on the show. But Chuck is somebody that is so active on social media, striving to support educators. Chuck, I'd love for you to speak a little bit to where that came from. Why are you in a position right now where you are so passionate about sharing? Because obviously you have many responsibilities in your role. You've done many, many things in education to support a ton of different educators. Why turn to social media and also do work there? Where does that come from?
I think social media, for a long time in education, social media was the devil on your shoulder and there was an angel on your other shoulder telling you not to use it. But that changed for me, when I got to hear a presentation by Eric Scheniger and his book Branded,
yes,
who co-authored that book, and Joe Sanfilippo taking Go Crickets and making it a competitor against Nike, for recognizable brand. And, my first presentation I ever did that was accepted, at a conference was, if you don't tell your story, someone else will. And I really got to thinking about the fact that there are great moments that happen all the time. And so then the Daily Post began out of the shutdown, because during the shutdown, I was principal at Dinwiddie Middle School. And every day I would drive to somewhere in the county that had a familiar backdrop or an unusual backdrop, or maybe an historic battlefield from the Revolutionary War, those kind of backdrops. And we have Lake Gaston that provided a great backdrop, and just say something to try to remind people about staying connected and the thing. And so that turned into Mindful Monday, which is kind of reflecting on what things you can do during the day or what you've already done, what you could have done better. And Talk to Me Tuesday, reach out to someone, let them know that you care. What I've found is that they'll talk to me Tuesday. A lot of times the reaching out that I do is more for me than for the person I reach it out to. And then Watch This Wednesday, and that's about telling your story. You know, what are the great things happening in your school, your environment? Thoughtful Thursday. And Thoughtful Thursday is kind of redundant for Mindful Monday. It's, you know, an opportunity to go back and but really be thoughtful about the choices that you're about to make or the things that you've done previously. And then Follow Friday, pick an educator and highlight them and just say, this is somebody I think I should, that I think you should follow. And all of those things, and social media allows me to reach out to people across the country and around the world. When I get likes and retweets from people in England or people on the West Coast, or just people, even people, I get them from students in our school system. And some of them call me by my Twitter handle, which I think is hilarious. And I don't correct them. I just give them a thumbs up and a fist bump, and they might get a Don't Be Afraid to Be Awesome sticker. And then, move on to the next thing. But every communication is an opportunity to have an impact. And you get to control what that impact is going to be. And I decided that on a daily basis, although I've taken a break in the holidays, but for the most part on a daily basis, you want to make sure that you are having that positive impact, that you're telling somebody something they might need to hear that day. And so I really enjoy the opportunity too, because it allows me to think about what I want to say on those moments. And sometimes I'll be reading a book, I'll be looking at something, and I'll think, ooh, I need to take a picture of this and highlight it because I want to make sure I mention this on Mindful Monday. You know, Kip Schubert's book, Dr. Erica Garcia's book, you know, those things have given me some great opportunities to highlight some things that I think educators need to hear. And, you know, in a 30-second soundbite, I'm not violating any copyrights, but I'm saying here's a resource you need to help you be better at your job, help you be better at your passion, because you don't get into, let me rephrase that. You don't stay in this if it's not a passion. I know a lot of people that have been teachers for 2 or 3 years, they don't have the passion that someone has that retires after 30 years in the classroom or 30 years in a school.
I love these reminders, and I think it's such a beautiful opportunity that we have here, especially following the new year, being able to look at not only what we can give, because educators are constantly giving to others, but acknowledging that when we give, there are opportunities for us to get back and gain something from that as well. So whether it's, you know, going out into the community and giving some inspirational words and getting the opportunity to connect with the community and kind of fuel, remind us who we serve, or, you know, being able to give resources that you really love and being able to share that with your community, also making you feel good that you're highlighting friends in the education space that are doing really, really powerful work and, you know, making an impact long term. So lots to dive into here, Chuck. We're going to transition into our team time because I want to keep picking your brain, and we definitely need to talk about Don't Be Afraid to Be Awesome. So we'll be right back. With our incredible friend, Chuck Moss, and we are diving into the Teach Better Today morning show, where our team talk section gets to explore different educational topics that our guests or even members of our community hear comments, our listener questions get to focus on. Chuck, as we dive into some conversation, continuing to discuss the impact that you're having on education, I'd love to start out our questions reflecting on what you are seeing in the field right now. When you're talking to educators, when you're not only, you know, speaking on social media, but even working in the trenches in your school district on a daily basis, have you found yourself saying something or giving the same advice over and over? You feel like educators just really seem to need to hear and value right now?
Well, I think that reminding people that it's all about student achievement you know, because so very often we look at the numbers and we just see numbers. We don't see people. And we're spearheading a visible learning initiative in our county. We're on our second year of that. And just really trying to get teachers to understand that getting kids to know those learning intentions, getting them to understand what it is they're supposed to be learning, it's not about checking a box. It's kind of like calisthenics for the brain before you begin the workout. You know, it's saying, these are the things I want you to know. These are the real important pieces that are going to be coming out of today. And then that success criteria, what's different about that kid after they spend an hour with you? Can they do something they could not do before they came in there? And if so, was that hour well spent? Because we've all had it. We've all taught the kids that would get a perfect score on the state assessment, whether they met us or not. So what is it we need to do to expand that kid's horizon, to help them see maybe beyond the test, you know, into, like, I remember years ago, I had a student who knew mythology backwards and forward. And I taught this advanced English course, and mythology is one of our things. And he knew Greek and Roman mythology backwards and forward. So I went down the hall, talked to the librarian. We came up with an independent study where he did something on Norse mythology. Then he came and presented that to the class. So the kids got to hear something from one of their own peers. And that's where learning really happens. When you can get peers to interact, that collaboration we talked about earlier, that's where learning really happens. And, you know, talking about getting teachers to realize, okay, what do your kids know? What do you want them to know? And then how can you fill that void where they're like, I'm not listening because I already know this. What do you need to do? We talk about that a little bit with visible learning, you know, and what do you do for the kids who have already gotten it? What do you do for the kids who need to get it? What do you do for the kids who aren't getting it? What's the transition? Or what's not the transition, but what's a plan there? And collaboration, of course, is a huge part of that. I believe in ability grouping. That's not the right word, but remediation grouping that goes outside, fluid grouping, that's what I'm looking for. It goes outside your classroom roster. If you teach fifth grade, why can't you and another fifth grade teacher swap some kids? Because maybe one group needs one thing and one group needs something else. And those success criteria can help you learn that. So you got your learning intention, then success criteria. And you talk about the two things that I'm talking the most about to my people around me, that's that. To when I talk in terms of, you know, leadership and how to motivate people, you know, really just that, don't be afraid to be awesome. What I talk about there is we're quick to tell other people you're awesome. I say, hey, Ray, you're awesome. But I'm slow to recognize what's awesome about what I'm doing. Sure. And I might be the only awesome a kid gets all day. And how in the world am I going to share my awesome with them if I don't know what it is? So I've got to make sure that I recognize that in myself and then I'm able to share it with people. So in my presentation, I tell all kinds of stories about kids and parents and adults and people in the community and how this goes beyond just sitting in a desk and telling someone they're awesome in an email, going out, recognizing them, taking a picture of them, putting them a post up, something that says, I recognize the awesomeness in you. And it's specific. I don't just say you're awesome. Why specifically are you awesome? What did I decide to spend my time on because you did something, you know, unusual? And it can be as simple as walking your friend in from recess because they twisted their ankle coming down the slide. That kid gets a good news call today because that was an awesome thing for them to do. They didn't do it for the recognition. They did it because they were being a friend.
Chuck, I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to challenge our Teach Better community here to take on the challenge of celebrating an intentional, awesome moment as they head into their day.
Yeah, because if you don't, who will? And more importantly, if someone does something is awesome and you recognize them for that, it also creates a warm feeling in you and it rebuilds your spirit. That's what I learned when I spent a lot of time doing stuff with grants and whatnot. I learned was my energy comes from my interaction with people. Yeah. And so I had to go out and find those intentional moments, those moments of awesome. And sometimes you can recognize a kid who has never been recognized for anything good and completely change the way the parent thinks about seeing your phone number on their caller ID. Because they've got that one memory, at least, when that number didn't mean, oh no, my kid did something they shouldn't have. Instead, it meant your kid did something incredible. Your kid did something worthy of mention. And we're going to make sure that we try to recognize everybody. It's impossible to get to everybody. You have 183 days in a school day. Our school year, and you have more than 183 kids in your school. but you try to do those moments of recognition and recognizing teachers. And just when you see a class doing something that's innovative, when they're working outside of the classroom, I have a teacher, had a teacher in middle school who would do a math activity. He would spend a whole weekend spray painting quadrants and stuff out on the lawn behind his classroom. And then his kids would spend days doing all of this stuff that was way above my conceptual understanding, but it was good teaching. And so when you get to see things like that, that teacher needs to be recognized, because if not, who else in the world is going to tell people about what great things are happening in your school? Mm. Because what they're going to, if you look and see what people are talking about in education, it is rarely how well someone is doing or what great things someone is doing. And it is very often, well, most often negative. And so it's nice to be able to share, hey, you know what? You can say all the negative things you want to, but look at this great thing that's happening. And if you're not paying attention to this, you're missing the point. Mm. And for me, what made me realize we kind of turned a corner at the middle school with that was we started seeing posts from students and parents about the great things that are happening at the school. I'm like, okay, you know, it's not my kid didn't have lunch money and got something they didn't want to eat. It was instead this teacher did something unusual to teach them something new that they didn't know before.
Chuck, I want to make sure our community here can stay connected to you, not only to continue this specific conversation, but also to dive deeper into other things that you're passionate about, follow your social media posts, and hopefully participate in this movement of celebrating awesome things happening each and every day, not only in our students, but our teachers as well. How can our community here stay connected to you?
Well, on Twitter or X, and also on Trends and Instagram, it's DCPS Moss. So it's Dinwiddie County Public Schools Moss. On Facebook, it's just Chuck Moss. There's a few of us. There's my picture is me with Geronimo Stilton. So it's unusual. So you'll be able to find that. And I love to hear from people, love to stay connected, love to, you know, if you DM me, I'll give you my cell phone number. I think it's so important for us to stay connected because we do live on islands in education. You know, whether it's as a leader, when I was in middle school, we had one Spanish teacher for the whole middle school, and we are the only middle school in the county. So what I did was find a way to hook that teacher up with other teachers of foreign language in other places, just so they could get some ideas, some things like that. So use that social media, stay connected. And what am I passionate about? Everything. If everything's got to do with student achievement and people bringing out the best in each other.
I'm excited to have all of you connect with Chuck further and, of course, everyone in his PLN as we continue to be dot connectors. Do not forget, if you have any issues connecting with anybody on the Teach Better Today morning show, just reach out to anybody on the team. We'd be happy to help you, give you a quick link to connect with Chuck to make sure it's not a too cumbersome process. We want to continue to grow our professional learning networks, be better each and every day with that teach better mindset, better today, better tomorrow. Chuck, thank you so much for coming on the show and kicking off our morning together. There's so many great takeaways, and I can't wait for our community here to continue this conversation.
Well, and thank you for inviting me. I want to put a plug in for the North Carolina Middle Level Educators Conference coming up in March. I'll be part of the featured speaker panel on there, and I am sharing the stage with people who inspired me when I was in the classroom. And so I am really excited about that. My buddy Jonathan Alsheimer is going to be the keynote. And so encourage people to be a part of what we're doing down there.
Ah, so wonderful. We will see you next time on the Teach Better Today morning show. Please feel free to reach out if you need anything, and have a wonderful day, friends. Bye, guys.
Thank y'all.
Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.